questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Hello and welcome to another session of Q&A on Islamic Belief. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host. We're going to discuss the animal rights. This is the following session of the two previous sessions. In this session, we're going to discuss about the right of living of the animals. Hello, Dr. Karimi.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. According to the verse 31 in Surah Al-Kahf, settlers of Eden will be adorned with bracelets of gold, yet wearing gold is forbidden for men in this life. The question is, how is it that men are rewarded with gold in heaven while they're asked to avoid wearing gold in this life?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's true. According to verse 31 of chapter Kaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one of the rewards of the people or the inhabitants of paradise is asawira min dhahab. Let me just quickly read the translation of the verse. For such, there will be the gardens of Eden with streams running in them. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold, and wear green garments of silk, and the rest of the verse. So, according to this verse, one of the rewards for the people in paradise, not only women, but also the men, is that they will wear, some golden jewelries, so to speak.
Yes.
Now, many people ask that, it's not only this reward. Many people say that, many things that are forbidden in this life, they are the rewards in the hereafter.
Of the other life.
In one of the previous sessions, we talked about sharab or wine. Some people say that it is forbidden in this world, and it is a kind of reward in the paradise. We answered in details that it is absolutely different. So, I'm not going to repeat that, but I will, later come to a kind of comparison between that question and today's question. Now, when it comes to why men are not allowed to wear gold in this world, first of all, when it comes to philosophies of Islamic laws, there are a couple of points. We should not think that we know all the philosophies of Islamic laws. Yes, to some extent, we are told that, for example, for abandoning eating pork, for example, these are some philosophies. But we should not think that we know all the philosophies of Islamic laws. Science, from time to time, it helps us to come to new discoveries.
Yes.
About the philosophies of Islamic laws, but not all of them. So, when it comes to Islamic laws, we should not expect all the philosophies to be absolutely clear for us. This is one point. The second point is that we should not think that all these philosophies are related to this world. Some of them, they are spiritual. So, the philosophy of some of the Islamic laws is related to spirituality. For fasting, for example, one of them is reaching taqwa or God-weariness.
Yes.
So, it is also one of the philosophies and wisdoms. Now, this is a kind of introduction to our discussion. Going back to the main question, why men are not allowed to wear gold in this world, there are a couple of points mentioned here. The first point is that we should not think that everything that is there in this world, the same situation and the same laws can be applied to the next world. Let me give you an example. Maybe one of the philosophies or this act being forbidden for men is for men to refrain from a kind of show-off. Imagine wearing gold is permitted for the men.
Yeah.
Now, all the men also try to wear different kinds of gold, which has no, benefit for them. There is no reason for that, for men to do that. For women, there are philosophies, of course. But if men would be allowed, then it may result to a great extravagance done by well-to-do people, and the poor people cannot afford it, so it
would... Yes, it would be a show-off.
Exactly, it's a kind of show-off. But on the Day of Judgment, there is no show-off anymore. I mean, people of paradise, they are not going to show-off anymore. So, I mean, one point regarding this question is that the conditions are different.
Yes, in everyone has reached what they deserve.
Exactly. So men are not allowed for this reason. Of course, this is one of the reasons. But on the Day of Judgment, this is not the case, and the conditions are different. The second answer to this question is that we have a mystical understanding of this verse. We know that at the end of the day, what are mentioned in the Quran as the rewards of the Day of Judgment are put in a language that is feasible to us, understandable to us. We can fathom it. But is it the reality of the rewards? I mean, really we will have, physical fruits,
yes,
or gold and so on and so forth?
You mean maybe they have metaphorical meanings?
Not metaphorical, but maybe there are deeper layers of meaning. And right now in this world, we cannot understand the reality. We need to go, wait, and then see the reality,
yes,
of all these rewards. I'm not negating the fact that there are physical rewards, for sure, but maybe the reality is different from what we think right now.
Yes.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. Having said that, I would like to share the viewpoints of some great mystics regarding this verse. They say that, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this, golden jewelries, it is referring to understanding the realities of monotheism, meaning that, spiritually speaking, they are adorned with these realities, which are golden realities.
Yes.
So this is another understanding of this verse. The next point is that I would like to go back to what I mentioned regarding sharab and wine, that I said that we talked in details about that in one of the previous sessions. On the Day of Judgment, the word sharab has been mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran as one of the rewards. But we said that, first of all, sharab does not mean necessarily wine. It,
yes,
means any kind of drink. So we shouldn't think that wine, alcoholic wine, which is intoxicating, it is forbidden in this world. It is one of the rewards in the hereafter. This is not the case.
And it must have another effect.
Exactly.
The kind of wine they are going to use,
exactly,
there, it's going to be different.
And the verses which talk about khamr, which is roughly translated into wine, other verses, they refer to the features of this khamr. For example, it doesn't bring about any headache,
yes,
unlike the wine in this world. It doesn't bring about intoxication, unlike the wine that people consume in this world. So my point is that if there is a kind of similarity in words like ham and wine, but the features and the characteristics are absolutely different.
Yes, of
which,
course.
Which, leads us to this conclusion that what is forbidden in this world is something, and what is the reward in the hereafter is
another thing
in nature. So the same thing is about gold. It is a great possibility that, the nature of the gold in the hereafter is not exactly the nature of the gold that we think in this world,
and it is
forbidden for men to wear. And now I would like to share one scientific explanation of this Islamic verdict. According to some researchers, they have done some, researchers about this Islamic law, why men are not allowed to wear gold, but women are allowed.
Yes.
According to some studies, men have more white blood cells than women.
Yes.
Now, if, these researchers continue, when the body of the man touches the gold, it somehow increases the number of these white cells. Now, I mean white blood cells. So naturally, as the number of the white blood cells increases, the space for red blood cells decreases.
Reduced, yeah. Yes.
And their number decreases significantly. So using and wearing gold for men would, change this balance between the white blood cells and the red ones. And this would bring about some illnesses. For example, according to some, it would lead to anemia in men, and it would also cause another illnesses, which is a kind of cancer, the blood cancer, also known as leukemia.
Yes,
and
exactly.
All the other kinds of illnesses that can be caused by this
wearing gold.
Exactly, which is leading to a kind of disorder in the number of these cells, and the balance would be, changed. So this is a scientific explanation of why this is forbidden for women, for men, but maybe one argued that the same can happen for women as well. So
yes.
Why is it not forbidden for women to wear gold?
Maybe the nature of women is different from the nature of men, that's why.
And the body, according to same research, they have also done some studies about the structure of the body of women and a kind of comparison between that and that of men. Now, according to some researchers, there are some differences between the structure of the body of men and that of the women. When it comes to our discussions, it's been mentioned that in women there is a layer of fat between the skin and the flesh, but this layer is not found in the men. So that very layer of fat is a kind of barrier between the gold and the body, and those negative effects would not be happened in the body of the women. So I'm not saying that this is the absolutely this is the main answer to the question why wearing gold is forbidden in Islam and allowed for women, or even encouraged for women, when it comes to them, adoring themselves for their husbands, for example. But we may also look at it as one of the possibilities. As I mentioned, some of the scholars in science, they have proved the fact that it has negative effects for men, but not for women. So this is one point, and the other point, I think we shared the fact that the conditions are not the same in this world and in the hereafter. Men are not allowed to wear it, maybe because Islam does not want them to show off.
Yes.
And also the fact that maybe the nature of this gold in the hereafter would be different
from what we know in here.
In this world.
Yes, thank you. So that was the gist. Technically, every rule in our religion, which is the religion of logic, has got a reason, a scientific background. Thank you for giving us the clarifications.
My pleasure.
This was Q&A on Islamic Belief, and this is IRIB English Radio. We had a great time discussing with you. Thank you for listening.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة علي وحسين وحسن.